Where Darth Vader was strong and relentless, he was fast and sly. Darth Vader fought brilliantly, never employing anything less than a killing stroke. His intention was lethal. All he needed was one slip, one tiny gap in his opponent's defenses. The apprentice vowed not to give him one. He whirled and danced around his master's defenses, testing them to their limits. "You thought I was dead," he said, letting that small triumph spur his determination to new heights. They fought back and forth across the observation dome. "I understand you now. You killed my father and kidnapped me from Kashyyyk, not just to be your apprentice, but to be a son to you. Was that how your father treated you?"
"I have no father."
The apprentice fell back under a rain of blows. Glancing over Darth Vader's shoulder, he saw the Emperor watching the duel, his face screwed up in malevolent delight. And the apprentice understood. A better way to kill. Not out of hatred. Whatever lay beneath that black mask, it wasn't beauty or happiness. Only ugliness and pain would hide itself away for so long. Hatred would not be enough to turn the tables on Darth Vader. Reaching out with his left hand, he blasted his master with Sith lightning. That broke the momentum of the furious onslaught, enabling him to stand and catch his breath. "I don't need to hate you in order to beat you. That's something I will teach you now."
"You can teach me nothing."
One black glove clenched, and for a moment, the apprentice's throat closed tight. He beat back the telekinetic attack with one of his own, shoving his master in the chest with the force of a small explosion, throwing Darth Vader backward across the room. For all his size and occasional clumsiness, the Dark Lord was sure in his feet. He landed upright and launched himself back into the fray. "I don't hate you," the apprentice went on, blocking him blow for blow. "I pity you." With a new strength of his own, he forced Darth Vader onto his back foot. "You destroyed who I was and made me as I am now, but this wasn't your idea. It was the Emperor's, and it's what he's already done to you." A strip of Darth Vader's cape fluttered away, smoking. The two came closer together until they were face to mask. The apprentice stared directly into the black eye guards of his former master. "You are his creature, just as I was yours. But you've never had the strength to rebel. That's why I pity you. I will no longer serve a monster. And if I have my way, I'll make sure you don't either." Vader tried to pull away, but the apprentice followed him, keeping him on the back foot. "I will kill you to set you free." The lightsabers flashed again, and it was the apprentice who found the chink in the armor that both of them had been waiting for. Vader's lightsaber moved too slowly to block a blow to his chest, allowing the apprentice's blade to slash deeply across his armored throat. Vader staggered backward, gloved hand upraised to the smoking wound. There was no blood. Instead of pressing the attack, the apprentice stood his ground. Despite himself, he was as surprised as his former master clearly was. For a moment, the only sounds were the twin humming of the lightsabers and the wheezing of Darth Vader's respirator. Anger flared. The apprentice lunged forward. His former master barely blocked the blow. A second scored a deep wound across his black-clad shoulder. A third stabbed deep into his thigh. Darth Vader reeled backward, servos whining in his injured limbs and lightsaber shaking.
"Yes, yes, your hatred gives you strength. You are at last a master of the dark side. This was your final test."
The apprentice gripped his lightsaber in both hands and held himself back. "Liar," the apprentice said. Realizing that his ruse had failed, Vader prepared for combat again. His power over the apprentice, however, was gone. His lightsaber went skittering and sparking across the floor, twisted out of his grip by telekinesis. The force wrenched him into the air, as he had once lifted the apprentice's father, and a barrage of missiles struck at him with increasing strength. He raised his gloved hands to defend himself.